You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Last May, a group of students from Boise State University's College of Innovation and Design traveled to Houston to collaborate with other schools to develop new spacesuit technology for NASA. The space agency's Spacesuit User Interface Technologies for Students program encourages aspiring engineers to come up with a system to put important data in front of the eyes of astronauts, kind of like Google Glasses meets Iron Man. The program is continuing at Boise State University as the Augmented Reality Space Informatics System, or ARIS. Did I say that right?
ARSIS, ARIS.
You know, I knew I'd get it wrong. Joining me live to talk about NASA suit design is Dr. Karen Doty, a clinical assistant professor in Boise State's Games, Interactive Media, and Mobile Technology, or the GIM department, and students Elizabeth Altmiller and Olivia Thomas. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hello. Thank you for having
me. And for correcting me on the acronym. So, Karen, let's start with you. Tell me about what the project is, and then when we talk about augmented reality.
Okay. Well, the project is an excellent way for students to create and develop for a true client. And the really exciting thing is that client is NASA. So it's a national client. The work the students are doing is they're creating an augmented reality experience through the Microsoft HoloLens. Now, what that is, it's a mixed reality device. So you wear it kind of on your head, similar to what you would do with a virtual reality device.
Okay.
But what you see is holograms that are mixed with your real world experience. And then what the students are doing is they're building an application where you can use voice control to interact with those holograms.
Wow. Okay. So tell me your part of this, because both of you are students, both of you have worked on this. So let me start with you, Elizabeth. What did you go down to Houston then and work on this collaboration?
Yes, I did. I went down to Houston with Olivia here and a few other students, and we got to work on and test our interface at Houston on an astronaut.
Okay, so you literally create something. So is this, when we talk about this mixed reality, how does that work then with an actual person if we're talking about holograms? I mean, explain this to the average layperson, because that would be me.
So basically, they wear a headset. It looks like a pretty bulky pair of glasses. And they can see through that headset. They can see the real world, but they can also see these holograms on top of the real world. So as they look around, they can place virtual objects in the real space, and then those objects will stay where they are. So if they place a menu to their left and then they look away and look back, that menu will still be in that exact same place.
So what is the goal of this collaboration? I mean, does NASA really want these actual mixed reality uses that you are creating?
Yes, they do. This is something that they are looking at putting in their next generation of spacesuits.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
So what's the benefit of that then for astronauts versus, you know, traditionally how it was?
So traditionally, astronauts would use paper instructions to ensure that they were getting the right task done when they were on extravehicular activity outside of the International Space Station. But what they'd like to do is incorporate more modern technology that allows them to not have to use their hands to use instructions, but to be able to do the task instead.
Okay, so now it's making sense to me. So when they are at the International Space Station and they have to leave that to go and, as you said, perform a task outside of it, so they're in space. I mean, this is old school when you're thinking that astronauts who are out in outer space are using
paper
and pencil to do their tasks. So if they wear this headset, everything is in that virtual world, and then they can actually perform the task.
Yeah, yes. And they can control it with their voice, so they don't actually have to use their hands at all to access those instructions.
So frankly, my kid's Xbox is more advanced than what these NASA astronauts have been doing.
For a good reason, because it needs to be tested extremely well before we bring it out into space, because they need to be able to rely on that.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it needs to continue to work without any problems.
So, Dr. Doty, tell me, how did Boise State become a part of this whole program?
Well, this is the second year for the program. So last year, Dr. Steve Swanson, he is a former NASA astronaut that is a distinguished visiting professor here at Boise State. So they started this program at NASA, and then what the students did is they actually entered their proposal to be a part of the project. So it's not just Boise State that does this. Mm-hmm. It's, I think, how many schools? 16?
16
schools that have been chosen to be a part of this mm-hmm. project. And then what the students do is in April, they will go to Houston and work with those other schools on all of the development and the research that they have all discovered mm-hmm. and then collaborate together to make new ideas.
So you're literally, I'm assuming, at the Johnson Space Center.
Exactly.
Is that where is you're at. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm speaking with Dr. Karen Doty of Boise State University's College of Innovation and Design, as well as students Olivia Thomas and Elizabeth Altmiller. We're talking about some of these programs and projects they're working on. Dr. Doty, the GIM department, which mm-hmm. I said is the Interactive Media and Mobile Technology, this is a fascinating department because it seems to be the wave of the future.
Yes, we are working on the newest, most innovative ideas with technology. In fact, the HoloLens itself did not exist more than 3 or 4 years ago. Mm. So what the students are doing is they're building things that have never been done before. And the projects they're doing are not only for companies, but hopefully for the community as well.
And Olivia and Elizabeth, is a lot of this very intuitive for you? And the reason why I ask that is that you're younger than I am, and you grew up with a lot of this technology that truly a lot of people like myself did not. So for you, does this make a lot more sense to be going in this more virtual world?
I would say it absolutely does. It seems to me that it's just an extension of the media that we already have mm-hmm. and that we will be able to find new ways of using that kind of media for completely different things that we haven't just thought of before.
And where would you like to see your career go after college? I mean, would you like to be working with NASA after that? How do you make this into a career besides, you know, being a video gamer, I guess?
Yeah, I would love to work for somewhere like NASA or another organization that's trying to use this technology for something more than just games, for mm-hmm. education, simulations, trying to help people solve real problems.
I would like to go into UX design, which would be bringing all of this kind of stuff together into one really beautiful, usable app, hopefully in AR, and bring that to the medical industry, to the mm-hmm. aerospace industry, even just to people's homes to be able to deal with things like physical therapy, or the sky's the limit, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what's fascinating to me. And Dr. Doty, have you found that in students coming in because of this, you know, different, you know, generation of students where they really have grown up in this virtual reality world in so many ways that some of us have not?
The students continue to inspire me they come up with the greatest ideas and the greatest ways of looking at a project and looking at a problem and then using technology to better that problem. So I am continuously, not surprised, but I would say inspired mm-hmm. by what they are coming up with. So yes, it's continuing to be just very, very exciting time.
Tell me about what the astronauts were like when they put everything on. Were they excited? Were they nervous? What was their reaction to all of this?
It kind of seemed par for the course because they were like,
well, I mean, they've been to space, right?
Yeah. The astronaut who tested this for us had this amazing memory. We would tell him how to use the software once, and he would just be like, okay, bang, 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 here it is. I've got it. Okay, let's go use it. It was like amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what was your experience, Olivia, with that?
Pretty much same experience. It was, I was really happy with how well it went. We were very nervous, obviously, you know, project is kind of our baby and we want it to work out. And he was really efficient at using it. And
so you
liked
it? Yeah,
and he
liked
it. Okay, so that's the thing too. So with these astronauts, they see the value in this.
Mm-hmm. They do, for sure.
Yeah, his only complaint was that our choice of music in the HoloLens that you could play in space if you were bored mm-hmm. was just very limited.
Oh, well, yeah. Good feedback, right?
Not enough music.
Yeah. They're like, we're in space a really long time. We need a longer
Although
playlist.
They were really excited to have the option to play music because that wasn't something that everyone had.
Yeah.
They were excited about that.
So you go back in April. Both mm-hmm. of you mm-hmm. to collaborate with these other universities, mm-hmm. and then from there, as you said, the sky really is the limit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I want to thank you guys for coming in today and talking about this. What an exciting thing to be a part of. My guest today, Dr. Karen Doty, a clinical assistant professor at Boise State University's Games, Interactive Media, and Mobile Technology Department, and Olivia Thomas and Elizabeth Altmiller, both students in that department. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you.